Let me give you an example from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in His glorious book, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. And we will not make any weight for their deeds on the Day of Judgment. This lahum refers to a'mal, to the a'mal of the kuffar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in His glorious book that on the Day of Judgment, the deeds of those who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have no weight on the scale of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's scale of justice and judging. When the kuffar heard this ayah, they came to the Sahaba and they said, what are you talking about? Does this make any sense to you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that our deeds will have no weight, but the same deeds that you do have weight. How can that be? If I have a pound of dates and you have a pound of dates and I believe in Allah, or I don't believe in Allah and you believe in Allah, that pound of dates weighs 1 pound. Right? How can something have a different weight depending on what the person thinks? That doesn't make any sense. And so the kuffar came to the Sahaba and confused them by saying, use your intellect. Isn't it contradicting wahi? But the kuffar, or the Sahaba, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them a million times over. They did not fall in this trap. They said, no, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said it, then that's what it is. And they didn't go any deeper into it. They knew that the wahi was wahi and the intellect was intellect, and the wahi was far supreme over all of intellect put together. It's only now, 1400 years later, after the expositions of science, that we can better understand this hadith and make it make sense through this ayah and make it make sense through intellect. And that is the explication of weight by the physicists who basically were the kuffar. So look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. We will make no weight for their deeds on the Day of Judgment. What does the word weight? What does weight mean? Well, if you go back to your science textbooks, subhanAllah, all of us have spent time studying physics. Weight equals mass times gravitational force. Right? The weight of an object equals mass times gravitational force. Let me give an example. Let's say that on the planet Earth, I weigh 150 pounds. My weight is 150 pounds. You take the same person and put that person on the moon and they'll be doing leaps. Why? Because their weight is only 50 pounds on the moon. The gravitational force is less. The mass of the person is the same, but the gravitational force is less, so that person can jump leaps and bounds and it's as if he weighs nothing on the moon. Similarly, you take the exact same human being who weighs 50 pounds on the planet Earth, you put them on Mars, the gravitational force is more there, and they weigh 300 pounds on Mars, for example, depending on the gravitational force. So weight equals mass times gravitational force. Now you take that same person on the planet Earth, they weigh 150 pounds, you put them in space, and they're floating around, and they weigh nothing. Why? Because there is no gravitational force in space. They have a mass, but it's multiplied by zero, and so their weight equals zero. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, that there will be no weight to their deeds. Why? Because on the Day of Judgment, the weight of a deed is equal to the mass of the deed times the intensity of iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody has zero iman, it's multiplied by zero, and the weight becomes zero. And this helps to explain those hadith in which the Prophet ﷺ says that a line of people pray in prayer. Some of them receive the full reward. Some receive half the reward. Some receive a fourth of the reward. And others receive no reward. And the reason why is because the mass of their prayer is there, but the weight or the intensity of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala varies in each of those musallin. And so therefore their mass, their salah, gets multiplied by their intensity of their connection with Allah. And some people get the full reward, some people receive the half reward, and some people receive no reward, or little reward. So this is the essence of understanding ayat within the deen in this day and age. Allah's made it so easy. In fact, this equation is even highlighted in one of the most beautiful ahadith in our collection. What happened on the day of judgment, or what happened in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? One of the companions came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned and said to him, "What have you prepared for the day of judgment?" The man's face changed. Why? He knew he hadn't prepared much. What can you prepare when you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What can you offer to this incredible king who owns the entire universe? So he turns to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I have prepared nothing except my love for you and my love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Meaning my deeds are so minimal, Ya Rasulullah, but the only thing that I have to truly offer is my love for Allah and my love for His Messenger. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? Al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, that the person will be with whom he loves on that day, according to the tafsir of this hadith. On that day the Sahaba rejoiced as if they had never rejoiced before. Why? Because despite the low mass of their deeds, despite the little deeds that they thought they had done, it was going to be multiplied by an intense love for Allah and His Messenger. So the weight would become such of those deeds that it would be able to place them with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, subhanAllah. Weight, the mass, or weight equals mass times love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our deen. Our deen explicated this principle 1400 years ago. Newton and all these other people had to come and figure it out for the dunya, but Allah had already established it for the akhirah. These are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wahi is the ultimate reality. Ultimate reality. Whereas science may contradict wahi at certain places in this day and age. Remember one thing. Science is a search for the truth. If science truly seeks to search the truth, they will end up at the doorstep of Islam in the future. There is no other way around it. Because Allah created the universe, Allah revealed the Quran, and this is the ultimate reality that exists in the world today. I mean, imagine, 1400 years ago, the Sahaba are being confused by the Kuffar. They understood this principle. Wahi over reason. Bring me all the academic proofs you want, but if I can ascertain that my Lord has revealed this verse, then I believe in it 100%. In this day and age, our iman has become so easy. We have science backing up the Quran. We have science backing up the hadith. These are the blessings of Allah. He's made it easy for us. It's a shame. It's a shame that we do not become more intense in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based upon these blessings that Allah has bestowed upon us.